Well, we have an update now on a story we brought you last fall when Army Captain William Swenson received the Medal of Honor. Now, he'd been outspoken in his belief that it had been denied him for years because he criticized leadership for refusing his request for airstrikes when his unit was ambushed in Afghanistan in 2009. Well, this week, the Department of Defense released the results of its investigation and said that did not happen. But maybe equally embarrassing, his recommendation got lost in the Army's fragmented email system. Now, you might remember Captain Swenson's story. During the Battle of Ganjal in 2009, he repeatedly exposed himself to enemy fire to recover wounded and dead U.S. and Afghan soldiers. Some of what he did was captured on video. It's at hereandnow.org. It's quite something. You can see Captain Swenson leaning down to kiss Sergeant Kenneth Westbrook on the forehead as that wounded soldier was being evacuated. Well, when we spoke in October, I asked Captain Swenson what it was like to see the video, because we'd heard him say he really didn't remember that happening.
It's certainly a mix of emotions. When you're on the battlefield, you don't always remember the moments where your humanity comes through. And seeing that video allowed me to go back to a time that I'd forgotten and would not have believed had occurred had it not been for that video. And it showed a moment where I truly got to tell my former soldier, Sergeant First Class Westbrook, that he had done his job and he was going home.
Well, the injured Sergeant Westbrook did go home, but later died of his wounds. His friend, William Swenson, had left the Army when he received his medal 4 years later, last October, but he returned to active duty in March. Captain Swenson is one of three soldiers who have received medals of honor for bravery in Afghanistan who are still in uniform. You're listening to Here and Now.